Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. Sitting down to my left is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers. They fall here tonight on this Saturday, 52-45 at home to the Hillsboro Hawks. And Coach, I brought up a couple of times throughout the broadcast that the last time you guys played was the third place game of the Central Christmas Tournament. And I think it was like 26-4 after one quarter, Hillsboro in the lead.
Not that bad.
Wasn't that bad?
No. I have the book there.
Was it 26-4 at some point?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. But
well, anyway, the point I guess I was making on the broadcast was that you guys did a really good job of holding them to 6 points after one quarter. What was sort of working for you there?
So last game, 17-12 at the end of the first quarter against
Oh, it was 41-23 at the end of the first half.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, we were down big at halftime.
That's what it was.
What was your question again? I'm sorry. I missed that.
My question was, how were you able to hold them to 6 points in the first quarter?
I thought we really competed well on the defensive end. Our big guys were able to limit Brewer and Worley just by being physical with them, being long, being athletic. We had a couple buckets that could have went down in that first quarter. I would still debate the travel on Branscombe. I didn't see a travel there that could have been an and one. That was pretty ridiculous. But
I think the long stride might have fooled the official.
Yeah, I guess. But other than that, we probably should have had a few more buckets there in the first quarter. But defensively, we competed.
Savez Thomas, I mean, he got his own, coach. Started the third quarter, first 8 points for you, 16 on the night. A guy that went into the post, and despite being, you know, out-heighted, if you will, by 4 inches by Evan Worley, still got his shots and still got his makes and looked really, really strong down low tonight for you.
I thought the thing that he did tonight, he did end up eventually forcing a few, but for the most part, he was under control, and he got his feet set and a good base and went up strong and finished. There was probably a couple more kickouts there that we could have had, but we had a tough time knocking down any shots. Of course, that's credit to them. They're good. They're athletic. They're long.
All right, Coach. Still have districts about a couple weeks away, and you got three games between now and then, North County, St. Genevieve, and Potosi. Three excellent opponents down south for you. What's Festus working on to improve themselves by the time districts come around?
Same thing that we talk about all the time. I thought we showed tonight that we can compete defensively even against really, really quality teams. I wish we could have finished it off there in the fourth quarter. But I think that we just got to keep getting better on the defensive end. I know North County comes in here Tuesday, and they have two really, really good players, and Carter Kikak and the Crow kid inside. So all those teams are going to offer some challenges for us, how we compete defensively. I think we need to keep sharing the ball, keep spreading it around. We're really, I think, a pretty good team when we make some shots, and tonight we just weren't able to make enough of them.
Coach Thurl, I spoke to Alicia Kinder, her maiden name, obviously.
Yes.
Her father, Kevin Kinder, inducted into the Festus Hall of Fame here tonight, and I got her comments and her thoughts on her father and then her husband, Ryan. He had some kind words to say as well. I just wanted to give you the floor as well and just sort of talk about your relationship with Mr. Kevin Kinder.
Well, Kevin was one of the most liked teachers in our district. Our kids still talk about him all the time. He taught health over at our middle school, and just the thing I'll remember about him is how friendly he was to everybody, both teachers and kids, and everybody really liked him. I thought that was a cool moment tonight for us to celebrate him, and I just think, you know, the Festus community really showed up and supported that, and I thought that was great.
Yes, it certainly was. Coach, best of luck to you against North County. We can't wait till district starts. I know it's about a week and a half away, but we're ready for it.
Right. We're winding down a little bit, but, a couple weeks before district, so we'll try to be ready.
All right, Coach Therrell, appreciate the time.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
That is Jason Therrell, head coach of the Festus Tigers, joining us here on the Home Bowls and Spas postgame show. We're back in 30 with Coach Johnson of the Hawks.